Hey everyone, this is Seabrant, North Carolina for Hacker Public Radio. I'd like to thank everyone at Hacker Public Radio for the service that they offer and allowing the community the freedom to report on tips, tricks, news, apps, and everything a hacker would find interesting. Today I'd like to share with you a few things that I've found here lately and have been using and I think you might find interesting as well. The first thing is an Android app that I use. It is how I listen to podcasts and subscribe to podcasts, and it's called Beyond Pod, and it is Android only, so if there's any iPhone users out there, then sorry, you're just going to have to find something else. So Beyond Pod is a great podcatcher, and I listen to all my podcasts on my phone, so this was a kind of a no-brainer. Prior to this, I was using GPodder to download my podcasts and then syncing it with my phone that was hooked up as USB. Prior to that, I was using an LG phone, and when an LG phone is mounted on Linux, then it is mounted as a external drive, so GPodder had no problem syncing to it. However, now I have a Samsung Galaxy, and whenever the Samsung Galaxy mounts on Linux, it mounts as a media device, and GPodder can't figure out how to sync to it. So this was actually a lot easier. I don't have to worry about syncing anything. It just automatically aggregates and downloads everything for me. A few of the features it has. When you first start it up, along the top there is a menu. It has all your feeds that you're subscribed to. There's an episodes list, and then there's a playlist, and I kind of go over some of those. On the bottom, there is an option to add a feed, and to add a feed, we can do this a few different ways. When you hit the add feed button, at the top there's a menu that pops up that has some recommended podcasts, some trending podcasts. Trending, it's like this is really popular according to, I guess, their database. And then so there's some collections, and under the collections there's things like TED Talks and NPR. There might be a large section of shows pertaining to one subject, and they're all built together. There's also a section for region, and those are based on, say, Canadian podcasts, or Korean, or there's Germany and France, and etc. There's podcasts more pertaining to those regions. And then there's the obvious stuff like the news and the business and comedy and tech and that kind of thing. There's also a really nice feature that at the top where you can search for podcasts. So you can search for just Linux and then everything that might pertain to Linux or games or PlayStation or whatever have you. But right beside that magnifying glass at the top of the add feed, there is kind of looks like a square with an arrow pointing. If you touch that, it's going to have a way for you to import feeds, and you can import feeds either by adding a feed address, an RSS feed. You can also import them from a SD card or a folder that's already on your phone. You can import an OPML file, and they can also import from Feedly, the RSS aggregator that kind of took over after Google Reader bit it. So that's some ways you can add feeds. The way that I have mine set up, there's some settings. There's lots of settings that you can do with this, but some of the most important ones would be when it downloads feeds, or new episodes, rather. So you can download episodes at a particular time. Say I have mine set at midnight or 1 o'clock. Every morning it updates all the feeds and pulls down the latest episode, and it only does it over Wi-Fi, so I don't have to worry about using up my data plan to download new episodes. You can force it to do it. If you have it set this way, you can force it to go ahead and update over your data plan if you want. It'll warn you and say the charges will apply and that kind of thing. But You can also set it up to where you have so many episodes in a feed that remain. So after I have mine mostly set up on, say, three or four episodes per feed. So like on Hacker Public Radio, since it comes out Monday through Friday, I might not get to all the shows through the feed until the next one comes out. And if it's, you know, set any lower, then I might miss an episode or whatnot, and it just removed from the playlist completely. So once we go back out of that, there is a little bit of a weirdness that took me a second to kind of figure out. There is at the top where it says all feeds, and it shows you all your feeds that you're subscribed to. Then you have a button that says episodes. You can change this to where it shows you all your episodes that are downloaded already from each of your feeds. You can view it from audio only, some video only, that are fully downloaded, some that have been listened to but are unfinished, and some that are completely unplayed. So what you have to do is, once your feeds are updated and your shows are in the section of the All Episodes, if you go to the All Episodes tab at the top and you go to the episode that you want to add, then you hold it down and you're going to get a menu. It says either Delete Episode, Remove from Playlist, or Add to Playlist, toggle if it's been played or not. You can lock the episode so that if it's downloaded and if you go past the 3 episode marker or whatever you have your player set to, then it will lock the episode and it will not delete. So if you do that and hold down that episode and then say Add to Playlist, up at the top right beside where it has all your episodes, there is a number that says either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 or 0, whatever. That's how many episodes you have in your playlist. So whenever you're listening to your shows, you're actually adding them to your playlist. So it doesn't play from your episodes tab, it actually plays from your playlist tab. And you can hold these down in your playlist and move them up and down. So if you want to shuffle around, say, I don't want to listen to that one, it's 2 hours and I've only got 15 minutes on my bus ride or whatnot, so I need to move it up. That way I can go ahead and listen to that. You're more than welcome. You're able to do that easily enough. And of course, down at the very bottom of the playlist section, it has the normal fast forward, rewind, skip, play, stop, that kind of thing. You can also, whenever you do subscribe to a feed, you can put them in different categories. So entertainment, science and technology, you can make your own categories if you want. I don't really put those in categories, I guess, but I don't really necessarily have a need for it. I just have my players set to download the episodes, and then I add them to the playlist as they come down, and I listen to them in order of date. So, but it's a great little podcatcher for Android only. So it's not a free app. There is a trial that you can download from the Play Store and give it a shot. After, I think it's 15 days, maybe longer, it'll tell you that you need to purchase the key, and it's $6. I don't really buy a whole lot of apps for the phone. I don't really have a whole lot of need for them at any rate, but that was one of them that I really found a great need for, and I need to have a way to get my shows downloaded easily enough and not have to worry about it, and that really fit the bill. So if you're looking for a podcatcher and you're using Android on your phone, and that's how you listen to your podcasts is on your phone, I can't recommend it high enough. It's a great app. Give it a shot. Okay, so the next thing I'd like to talk about is a really cool website that I'm sure a lot of y'all will have either heard of or would really find interesting, and this is a website called youarelistening.to. What this is a mashup of police scanners or weather station scanners. There's airport scanners, those kind of things, and they are mashed up with SoundCloud bites from that are like ambient music from SoundCloud. So if you go to that website, youarelistening.to, typically the first time that I ever go to it fresh, it will always default to go to San Francisco police. So you hear the police scanner from San Francisco while meshed up with it is some real nice ambient music. But at the top of it, the title are, if you go over to where the map is, and it's a the icon is a world. If you click on that, you're going to get a big, huge map of North and the world. So you're going to get a big map, and there's all these little icons. Some of them are like blue with shields, and those are police scanners. There's some that are red with like an ambulance has a little Red Cross shield on it, I guess. Those are EMS feeds. There's some of there's lots of airports. There's actually one that is NASA sound clips, which is really cool. But there's also one that's over over in the UK somewhere, and it is a number station. So I don't know if you ever really listen to those number stations where they just spout out the numbers. And if you ever really want to check that stuff out, it's really pretty cool. There's just this person just spouting off numbers. Don't know. I never really have found a real good explanation as to what they're actually doing, but it's interesting to listen to. And there's other cities that you can go to for those. And if you go to, there's a little I, like an information, there's a section there where it says currently listening to, and there's typical cities, like lots of people listen to Los Angeles, and there's Atlanta, there's Philadelphia, San Francisco, Wichita, lots of places in the U.S. People listen to this stuff a lot, I guess. There's a lot more of those feeds that they kind of tie into. But I like to listen to it late at night. Wife will go to sleep early or something, and it's Friday night, and I'll just want to hang out for a while, and I'll stay up and have a cocktail or three, and either goof around on the websites, poking around here and there, or maybe doing a little programming or something. I don't like to listen to music necessarily with words whenever I'm just reading on websites and whatnot. I find it distracting to listen to something that has words. But the police scanners don't bother me, and the ambient music is really nice. It's really great to program to. I find it really kind of relaxes me a bit. That's really all there is to it. If you sometimes I just pull up a new window for Firefox and just put it on a different workspace in the background and let it fly, and then on my other desktop I'll do whatever, surfing or program hacking or whatever I'm doing, and let it go with that. So if you are into any of that, check it out. I think it's a lot of great fun. It's very addictive, I think. It's for whatever reason, it's very relaxing if you listen to some of the airport codes and that kind of thing. The number station, check that out. So when you go to the world map, if you go over to where the UK is, right there between Ireland and Denmark, it looks like it's the United Kingdom, and there's a radio tower with a little parentheses. It looks like it's, this would be like sound waves. That's the number station. So check, click on that, and let it play through the music for you. Don't know if you're really into ambient music. I'm not really into it, but with this, it's actually it fits really well. And this is really cool stuff. So check that out. All right, a little gadget that I came across. I subscribed to a website where they had like a deal of the day type of thing. Maybe I'll talk about that one day. It's a pretty cool website. I don't know if it's global, international or not, but there's a lot of stuff in this area where I live, North Carolina. But at any rate, they had a pop-up came through on the email for an update on it, and it was something that was called the Wallet Ninja, and it was like $10, and it is a piece of steel that is the size of a credit card, and it will fit into the standard wallet credit card slot. And this is, it has all kinds of little gadgets on it, like a ruler, just a little 2-inch ruler. There's multiple screwdrivers. There is a letter opener, a box opener. There's a section where the cutouts for the screwdrivers actually make hex wrenches. There's a bottle opener, can opener, and there's a really cool little slit that's cut out and down at the bottom of it. And what you do, you can slide a credit, it says insert card, so like a credit card, or I'll probably use something like a one of those what they call them, like a VIP card or something from a grocery store or a convenience store or something, where it's a frequent participant. I don't know what you call those things. It's like you get this little card, and if you have this card, then you get the deal of the day or whatever. It's 2 for $5 or whatever with your discount. I don't know what they call them. But I would probably use one of those, not certainly a credit card or something like that. But you can, anyway. So what you do is you slide a card into that little slot, and so it pokes out a little bit on one side, and it makes a little stand, and you can put your cell phone right there on it, which that would really come in handy with, I think for, well, I guess it would come in handy. You could stand it up and, watch YouTube videos or something like that while you're at work. But it's pretty cool looking. I haven't gotten it yet, obviously, but it's made of steel, and it's looks like it's pretty durable. It was only $10, so what the hey. And it'll certainly be something that I'm going to put into the my daily bag that I carry around, and it'll go really nicely with my land-throwing star. Something really funny when I saw it, it came up and it said that it was TSA approved for carry-on during flight. So just to make sure that you can carry this thing on the plane with you, you're good to go. So, at any rate, if you're looking for something like a little gadget that has a bunch of little screwdrivers and, little gimmicks and stuff like that, it's pretty small looking. Obviously it fits into a wallet credit card slot, so it's not, not huge. So it should be about this exact size of a credit card. So, anyway, give it a shot. Take a peek at the link in the show notes and see what you think. All right, the last thing I want to tell you about is a band, and this is a friend of mine's band. Even though he is a friend of mine and he has been for a very long time, I would still love to tell you about this band. They are called Dream the Electric Sleep. They are based out of Lexington, Kentucky in the U.S., but they do play out quite often into other venues outside of that area. They just released their second album, and I have to say this album is fantastic. Even though he's been a friend of mine for a very long time, I would still highly recommend this this album to people of this that likes this kind of music. They play progressive rock. It's not real heavy. It's actually pretty mellow, very thought-provoking lyrics, very well-written music. So if you're into something kind of like maybe like Porcupine Tree style, if you maybe, I don't know, maybe something like a really good Marillion. For those in the UK, they might know that band. I don't know. It's you'd have to take a listen to it. If you go to their website, and it's I'll put a link to their site in the show notes, of course. But if you go to their site, there is a section over on the left-hand side where you can listen to the tracks of their new album. There's a few of the tracks that you can buy as singles, but there's also a link at the top to the shop where you can buy their both of their albums. Their first album, if I'm not mistaken, when it first came out, they just gave it away. But I think that they remastered it or something, and they put it out for sale or whatnot. I might be mistaken. But this one, it goes through Bandcamp, so the band gets quite a bit of the revenue from the direct sale. I think they had a deal on their site where you can get a t-shirt and a copy of the CD, and then you also got a link to a direct download for file formats of I think it's AUG and FLAC and MP3, and there might have been a few others in there, I can't remember. But if you're into that kind of music, like progressive rock style music, give them a shot. Just go over to the website and just listen to some of it. I think you would really like it if you're into rock music at all. They've had a few write-ups in some progressive rock magazines. Everybody's been saying how great it is, so it's been really well received. They mostly play live in the U.S. in like Lexington, Kentucky, where they are originating from, of course. But they do play quite a few times. I think they play there just about every year at a it's called the Rite of Spring Festival. But I can't remember where that is. For some reason, Colorado is ringing a bell, but that might be wrong. It looks like from their website in July, they're playing at a place called the Night of the Prague Festival in Germany. And if you're in the area and you know of this festival, this venue looks amazing. The pictures that they have on the website for where the festival is going to be held looks fantastic. It looks right over the Rhine area, Rhine River. Oh, man, well, it says there's a picture of it. It says this venue in the area of the Lorelei with the River Rhine, and there's this. This looks great. I'd just like to go there, even without the festival. So if you're into, like I said, progressive rock, and want to check them out, go over to the website, and hopefully you will purchase a CD and maybe their last CD, as well as a t-shirt and whatnot, to support the band. And if you are into it, please let me know what you think of it. I'm sure that my friend would love to hear the feedback. Again, the name of the band is called Dream the Electric Sheep, and their new album is called Heretics. So give them a listen. Thanks. All right, well, that's about all I got for you today. Really cool app, Podcatcher for the Android, Beyond Pod, awesome website you're listening to, kind of chilly up, Gadget, the Wallet Ninja, and some other really cool music as you're, when you're not listening to your podcast through Beyond Pod, you can check out Dream the Electric Sheep. Thank you all for listening, and if you have not yet, please consider going over to hacklepublicradio.org and contributing a show. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.